الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات سيجعل لهم الرحمن ودا. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Just a few reminders before our actual talk. One reminder is that we should take today's day as the day of Jumu'ah, not as the day of Friday. Because if we think of it Friday, then it's just like any other day, Saturday, Monday. But Jumu'ah, it has strong connotations that it's a very special day. And it is a day of great ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. Hadith apart, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam referred to Jumu'ah as Sayyidul Ayyam, the king of all the days. خَيْرُ يَوْمٍ تَطْلَعُ فِيهِ الشَّمْسَ الْيَوْمُ الْجُمُعَةِ. The best day in which the sun rises is the day of Jumu'ah. So it is a very, very special day. And that starts from last night Maghrib time till tonight Maghrib. So this is a very special, how we wait for Ramadan, how after a whole year Ramadan comes again. But Jumu'ah Allah gives us every week. And as we have anticipation of Ramadan, we must have anticipation of the day of Jumu'ah. The virtues of the day of Jumu'ah are very, very great. It comes in a hadith sharif, a person who does 6 basic amals for the day of Jumu'ah, then for every step that he takes coming to Jumu'ah, he gets the sawab of the ibadat of one whole year. So for example, if we took 100 steps, we will get the sawab of 100 years ibadat. If we just do 6 simple things, which most of us are doing, maybe we just have to make an adjustment in 1 or 2 things. But the reward is so great. Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali, a great muhaddith, he says that the most reward for any amal that has been mentioned in the hadith is for this amal for the day of Jumu'ah. And he said that it is an absolute, authentic, sahih riwayat also. What are the 6 amal? It is, first, we should take a bath and wear clean clothes, which inshallah every Muslim does. Secondly, we should try and come as early as possible to the masjid. And that is, before the imam stands up for the khutbah, by that time, when there is place in the masjid, we should go be in the masjid proper. Because till that time, the malaika write the names down of all who are coming for Jumu'ah. And when the imam stands up to go for the khutbah, they close their register. So our names won't be registered. Our Jumu'ah will be made. But our names won't be registered. Thirdly, we should come walking for Jumu'ah. As far as possible, if we can help it, we should try and come walking. Then for every step that we take, we will get 1 whole year's ibadat sawab, plus 1 whole year's roza sawabs. And then fourthly, we should try and come in sit as close as possible to the imam. We shouldn't be sitting at the back. As long as there's place in the first saf, always come in the first saf. And fifthly, we should listen attentively. We shouldn't be half sleepy, or we shouldn't be daydreaming or anything. We should listen attentively. And sixthly, that we should not do any unnecessary thing, playing around with our clothes, our watch, etc. Anything like that, we should how in namaz, we don't do anything else like that also. We should listen, especially to the khutbah, even the talk before the khutbah. But especially the khutbah, we should not do a fidget around with anything. Just by doing that, a person will get the reward of 1 whole year's ibadat. For the whole year, the average about 360 days, 5 namazes every day, farz namazes. And the reward of farz, we cannot fathom also. And then all the other ibadat that we do. And from here also we see, the more ibadat we will do during the course of the year, according to that will be this reward. Like a person who's earning 10,000 ren, and the boss says, I'll give you 1 year's wages. So it will be multiplied by 10,000. A person who's earning 100,000 ren a month, and the boss says, I'll give you so much more for the whole year. So that it would, the 360 will be multiplied by 100,000. So we should increase our ibadat also generally, so that for the Jummah, our reward is even more greater. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. So, and Jummah, a special ibadat for the day of Jummah is Salawat ala Nabi, Durood Sharif. It has got great, great merit. Every day we should read Durood. We should try and target at least 100 a day. And for Jummah, we should try and make it 300. And if we make it 313, then even much more Mubarak and much more better. So Allah give us tawfiq. For Durood Sharif, it has come in the hadith. A person who reads 100 times a day Durood, Allah Ta'ala himself writes on the forehead of that person, Bara'atu minan nar, minan nifaq, wa bara'atu minan nar. That this person is free from hypocrisy and free from the fire of Jahannam. Imagine to get such a certificate from Allah Ta'ala for such a small amal from our side. To read 100 times Durood Sharif, it only takes 2 minutes. If we read the Durood, which the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum commonly used to read, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, comfortably without rushing, in 2 minutes we can read 100 times. And a day has got 1,440 minutes. So just to take out 2 minutes from 1,440 minutes is nothing much. And for such a noble cause, and for our salvation, to be free by the barakat of Durood Sharif, Allah will free us from hypocrisy. Hypocrisy, the punishment is so terrible. It comes in the Quran Sharif that إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. The munafiqs will be right in the lowest pits of Jahannam. And this has been described, what their punishment will be. They will be in iron coffins that have burned red hot, and they won't be able to turn from any side or anything. They will just lie there enduring that pain of the burning of those coffins and the fires of Jahannam. And just to get safe from that guaranteed prescription, to read 100 times a day Durood Sharif. So Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. And a person will be freed from the fire of Jahannam also. Yeah, we can't tolerate a matchstick flame, or a cigarette lighter flame, or a bee, or a wasp, or a snake bite. Where are we going to tolerate the fire of Jahannam? And our actions, we have committed so many gunas, and we are involved in so many sins, that we are eligible for the fire of Jahannam. But by reading 100 times Durood, by the barakat of it, Allah will save us and protect us. So we should try and read at least 100 times a day Durood Sharif, and make it 300 for Jummah. And if we can, make it much, much more. Every day, if we can read 300, and for Jummah, 1,000, or even as much more we can read, it's only to our advantage and to our credit. It comes in the Hadith Sharif. A person who reads 100 times a day Durood, Allah Ta'ala fulfills 100 needs of his, 70 of the Akhirat and 30 of this dunya. So the Akhirat is where we're going to be forever. And our needs will be much more greater in the Akhirat than what they are in this dunya. So by reading 100 times a day Durood, Allah will fulfill 30 of our needs of this dunya and 70 of the Akhirat. A person who reads Durood Sharif 100 times a day, Allah will raise him on the day of Qiyamah with the Shuhada. The Shuhada's position is so great that before one drop of their blood falls on the ground, Allah forgives all their sins. And a person can look up, up, up as much as he want to. He can't see the high stages of the shuhada. And to become a shaheed, to be on the battlefield, etc., is not easy. But just sitting and reading 100 times Durood Sharif is extremely easy. And by the barakat of which, Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala gives us the position of the shuhada. So Allah give us tawfiq to read Durood Sharif in abundance. When we read Durood Sharif, it is presented to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with our name, the so-and-so, and the son of so-and-so. Our father's name is also taken. And whose name is taken in the court of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What doubts can there be for all the favors of Allah to pour down on him, to get husne khatama, for his akhirah to be made. So Durood Sharif is a very great ibadat. We should not be negligent of it in any way whatsoever, and try and read as much Durood on the day of Jumu'ah. Then, as far as we should try and also read every day the first 10 ayats of Surah Kahf and the last 10 ayats at night. This is protection from Dajjal. And the fitna of Dajjal is materialism, that a person just inclines and just wants dunya all the time. And unfortunately, living amongst the kuffar, going to schools or their schools, in their workplaces and their environment, we are also thinking like the kuffar. All of us today, the limit of our desires is to have a smart house, to have a smart car, to have a nice lifestyle, holidays, etc. That is all what we think of. We don't think of the akhirah. And this is all the effect of materialism. Dajjal hasn't come still, but already its effect is so much that we are all concerned about our dunya. Everyone worries about his health, that my health, I mustn't have sugar, or if I got, I must treat it, etc. But who worries about the spiritual health, about the ruh, and what it is going to go through in the qabr on the day of Qiyamah, and how we're going to cross full sirat, a fine bridge over the fire of Jahannam, that we don't worry about. So by reading Surah Kahf, Allah will save us from the fitna of materialism. The fitna of Dajjal, Allah Ta'ala will save us. And we should try and read 100 times after Jummah Namaz, Subhanallahil Azeemi wa bihamdihi. Very short, it just takes about 2.5 minutes or so to read it. But by reading it 100 times after Jumu'ah, we can sit and read it here in the masjid. Or we can, while going home, going to work, wherever, we can be reading it. But we read it 100 times after Jumu'ah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will forgive 100,000 sins of ours and 24,000 sins of our parents. So what a great, great, easy way to get our sins forgiven and the sins of our parents also. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq. The ayat al-kareema I recited, in which Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Undoubtedly, those people who have brought iman and do righteous deeds. That is, iman al-kamil, proper iman. Not just the words of iman. Just imagine a priest in the church tells the church people that who will go to hell are all the church people. He's telling the church people in the church, a priest is saying, who's going to hell? The church people. Why? What's his reason? That our hearts are not in the church. We are only here with our body. And he says, so many of us who are sitting here, we are actually atheists. We don't even believe in Allah. We believe that we are in charge of all our affairs. We do things. Whatever I want, I go and get it. I buy it. I go and get it from here. And we don't make dua to Allah. We don't need Allah in our lives. And just because we belong to a religious family or any other pressure, we come to church also, he says. So we should consider ourselves also. We come to masjid that is it just under pressure we are coming. And our hearts in our in our ibadat. When we are in the masjid, our hearts here, or our hearts somewhere else. Are we thinking about the whole world's things? When we are in namaz, and the closest we are in namaz to Allah Ta'ala is when we are in sajda. Inna aqraba ma yakun al-'abdu min rabbihi wa huwa sajid. In sajda we are the closest to Allah Ta'ala. But our hearts there, do we think of Allah? Or are we thinking of the whole dunya? Or even are we thinking of guna at that time? And how many of us are convinced that Allah is the doer? And that can be gauged by checking how many times, whenever we think of doing anything, that inshallah come on in our mind. Inshallah come on our tongue. That I'll meet you on Friday, I'll meet you on Monday, inshallah. If inshallah doesn't come, it means that we are in control. We will make sure we meet. And if it's inshallah, that if Allah wishes. So it's very, very important that we make sure that our iman is in place. So those people who have this iman, Allah says, not just the words of iman. Many of us are bluffed. That just because Allah says clearly in the Quran Sharif, قَالَتِ الْأَعْرَابُ آمَنَّا, the Bedouins, they came and they said, we have brought iman. Allah says clearly, قُلْ لَمْ تُؤْمِنُوا, you haven't brought iman, sir. وَلَكِنْ قُولُوا أَسْلَمْنَا, say yes, we have now submitted. وَلَمَّا يَدْخُلِ الْإِيمَانُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ, and when iman will enter in your heart, then you can say we have got iman. But just like that, any person can say I'm a millionaire, whether he hasn't got even 10 cents. For him to say I'm a millionaire, what is it difficult? I'm a multi-millionaire. Just to say it doesn't, but the proof of a millionaire, you must have all those millions. Just by saying like that, a person comes here and he says I'm a big Maulana, he's dressed like that also, big Shaykhul Hadith also, just by words, nothing. It doesn't happen by words. Whether you have got that knowledge, you will be tested. You claim to be a big Allama, a big Mufti, a big Maulana. Have you got that, or just you are saying it with your words? So just to say, Amanna, I brought Iman, is not sufficient. We have to have the reality of Iman. And the real test of iman to see, look at the lives of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Then we will know what is iman. Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu, most probably it was, when he gave this da'wah of iman that Allah alone is the doer. Allah alone controls everything. Nothing can happen without the will of Allah ta'ala. So that non-Muslim to whom he was giving da'wah, he says, if Allah is in charge and everything is in the hands of Allah, then drink this poison. And his iman was so strong. He drank that poison, which one drop will kill a person. And he drank the whole bottle and nothing happened. So that must be in our heart, that nothing can happen. Medicine cannot give us cure. Food cannot fill our stomach. Our shops cannot give us our rosy. Our jobs don't give us our rosy. It's only in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. And this iman just doesn't come just by talking about it, or just by listening to it once a week, for example. In the Kashf Bayan, we go for Jamaat, and then after there's a imani muzakra, imani talk, and we hear. That iman doesn't just come. It's a great effort that has to be made continuously. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, jaddidu iman, imanikum. Make new your iman all the time. Biqawli la ilaha illallah. One of the strongest ways to make our iman strong is to repeat la ilaha illallah 100 times a day. If we will do that, it comes in the Hadith Sharif, a person's face will shine like the 14th full moon on the day of Qiyamah. That is by the reading of this kalima, Allah Ta'ala will make that iman to enter in the heart. And by that, all the darkness which is in the moon, from the 1st till the 14th, all the darkness will be gone. And how the moon, the whole moon is bright and lit up On the 14th night, like that a person's face will have full iman and imani amal in his life on the day of Qiyamah. And this can be gained just by reading 100 times, La ilaha illallah. But that also with concentration and proper devotion. And we think about it that with La ilaha, I'm taking out everything besides Allah from my heart. Illallah, I'm putting only Allah in my heart. Then slowly, slowly that iman, by talking about it, by listening, by making dua for it, by staying in the company of the righteous and the pious, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala is not such that when we really want something and we are making the correct effort, that Allah will deprive us. And on the other hand, Allah's system is not such that He just gives it to us and we're not even interested. أَنُلْزِمُوكُمُوهَا وَأَنْتُمْ لَهَا كَارِهُونَ. Must we force it down your throats and you don't even want it, you're not interested. Allah doesn't work. If we make an effort in that direction, then Allah Ta'ala. So in those people who have this iman, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and do righteous deeds, for them Allah Ta'ala says, سَيَجْعَلُوا لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَانُ وُدَّ. Allah, Rahman, Allah used this name here. The most merciful, the most kind. Allah will create love for those people. Allah will love that person. Jibreel alayhi salam will love that person. The malaika. And then his love will be made common in the creation. Everyone will respect, honor, love that person. So Ramadanul Mubarak has just passed. It was an opportunity to do a lot of good deeds. If we just consider all of us sitting here, and much more than all of us, perhaps every Muslim that is here in our area, all made Eid namaz. All made Eid namaz. Eid namaz is wajib, it's not farad. But everyone comes for Eid namaz. And Ramzan, Rozas, 30 are farad. How many did not keep the farad Rozas? There are those who are excused, they couldn't keep, they are ill. But besides that, how many didn't keep their rozas? But they also came for Eid namaz. They also made Eid. Those who kept rozas also made Eid. And those who didn't keep roza, without excuse, they also made Eid. That is here in this dunya. But Qiyamah day, it won't be the same for all. Those who never observe Ramadan, rozas of Ramadan, ibadat, namazas, all the requirements of Ramadan, it won't be Eid for them on the day of Qiyamah. Eh? There it will be a different story. And also if we see that Allah Ta'ala made it in Ramadan, to see how our Ramadan, we passed it, everyone can check himself. Iqra kitabak, kafa bi nafsika al-yawma alayka hasiba. You can read your own report and you can see that what your position is. Every person will know his own halat, his own condition. Walau alqa ma'adhira, though he makes lot of excuses and that, but he will know his own position. So Ramzan, Allah made it that all the rebellious shayateen were chained, fastened, and thrown into the seas, not to spoil our rozas. And we saw that we managed to keep 30 rozas, which if you go and think, is like an impossible thing, to stay away from our very dear things, our food, our drink, our desires. But we did it. Small children did it. There are those children, 5 and 6 years, who kept their 30 rozas also. So everyone did that. Then that is one of our worst enemies, shaitan. Allah fastened him and threw him away into the seas for the whole month of Ramadan. Then our other enemy, which is always with us, is our nafs. Allah made our nafs very weak. We didn't eat. That closes the road to our strength, our physical strength, and to commit gunas. Our food and drink, Allah closed it. And Allah closed also the fulfilling our desires. So our nafs became weak also in Ramadan. So Allah gave us the full opportunity to become strong, spiritually strong, that our enemy shaitan who will stop us, he was also kept away. Our nafs was also, so to say, put in the cage. that he wasn't given his food, his drink, he couldn't become strong. And we were given the month of Ramadan with all its fadail, that during the whole day, the fish in the water, the birds in the air, the insects on the ground, the animals are making dua for us. Whole night, Allah calls out, is there anyone asking for this? Anyone asking for that? So that was all on our side. Roza creates nur in a person, and it builds up his ability to stay away from guna, to do righteous deeds. Roza has got great power in it. And then Taraweeh, 40 extra sajdas we made, 20 rakats of Taraweeh, whole Quran Sharif we listened to, 40 extra sajdas. So our ruh was supposed to have become very strong. Now the test comes on the day of Eid. In fact, from the night when the moon is sighted, and now it's Eid, first of Shawwal. Ramzan is over now. Now the shaitans are left loose again. Now we eat and drink more than normal. That is each night, now we can eat, we can go to town with everything. Each morning we eat again so much. So now we can see that what my condition was of Allah's ibadat, taqwa, before Ramzan and now what is it? If in Ramzan we did become strong and we overpowered shaitan, then we will see that our ibadat we carry on. We won't miss our Isha on each night. We won't miss it with Jamaat, Friday morning Fajr Namaz. We won't involve in any haram acts, etc. We will protect ourselves. So everyone can see what is, whether his ruh became stronger in the month of Ramadan or whether he just stayed hungry, he didn't keep rozas. There is a great, great difference of staying hungry and keeping roza. Roza is all about fasting. But most of us have made roza feasting. We eat more at sehri time because I'm going to stay the whole day hungry. Iftari time we forget the whole day that I ate already, I covered up for the whole day. And we feel I have to cover up for the whole day I didn't eat. So we eat more again. So double we are eating. That is when we're making iftari with our samosas and our pies and all the deep fries, we are harming our body more than the benefit that it got. And after namaz, then we will sit down for a proper meal. After Taraweeh, we have another snack again. So we are eating much more in Ramzan. Ramzan, every day we are having savories, we are having desserts, etc., which normally our normal, we don't have that. But Ramzan, we are having this more. So what have we made? Was Ramzan fasting or was it feasting? So Allah give us tawfiq that we keep rozas as they were supposed to be kept. Where the Quran Sharif says, ayah says, kutiba alaykum. Rozas have been made for us upon you. Ulama from here says, alaykum, on every part of the body. The eyes, Allah made rozas for us. The tongue, Allah made rozas for us. The ears, Allah made for us, that we stay away from all haram. Did we do that? Otherwise, what was our rozas? So, consequently, if a person did do, kept rozas, automatically he will feel to at least keep the 6 rozas of Shawwal. And it comes in a hadith, a person who keeps 6 rozas in Shawwal, that is the month we are in. Today is the 5th of Shawwal already. They don't have to be kept all together, but during the month, a person who keeps 6 rozas, then it is like he kept roza for the whole year. For the 30 days multiplied by 10 is 300 days. It's about 10 months rozas we get. And for the 6 rozas also multiplied by 10 is 60. So like we kept rozas the whole year. Great, great virtues. And a sign of the acceptance of Ramadan is that we will want to keep. And also it's easy. When we kept 30 rozas, 29, 30 rozas we kept, what is it difficult to keep 6? We can keep them Monday, Thursdays. We can keep Ayyam-e-Bees, the 3 days. So in that way we can keep even much more. And a person whose Ramadan was accepted, he will keep more rozas also. Monday, Thursday rozas, Ayyami Bid, the 13, 14, and 15 of the Islamic month, he will keep Ruza. So, and his ibadat, he will increase. So we have to see whether our Ramadan was accepted or not. And everyone can see for himself what's his condition of ibadat, his taqwa, etc. after Ramadan compared to the before Ramadan. May Allah accept from us, forgive us all our shortcomings, and accept from everyone. SubhanAllah, bihamdihi, SubhanAllah.